Welcome to the Idaho Minute Podcast. The Idaho Minute Podcast is a lifestyle-forward podcast on all things Idaho.
Each week, we invite passionate, entertaining, and informative members of our Idaho communities to talk about what drives their lifestyle at work and at play.
You can find this episode and more on our blog at idahominute.com. With us today is Toby Hawley. She is an agent here at Silver Creek and a social media expert. And we're going to talk Instagram today. So, Toby, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me. That's kind of how I got started on my sort of specifically Instagram growth journey. As a new agent, I didn't have any money. I maxed out my credit card getting that license, and you know, you get kind of bombarded when you are first licensed and like, well, start here and do this and do that. And the kind of the resounding theme that I got was get your name out there, like get your name out there and make sure as many people know as possible that you do real estate,
right?
And so I'm started trying different things. Like I dabbled in print marketing materials. When I first got started, I did a lot of in-person networking events, which I'm actually still a big advocate of.
Right.
For me as a marketer, the easiest, fastest way to reach as many people's eyes as possible was online. That's where, specifically Instagram, that's where everyone else is hanging out. That's where the people are. That's where the eyes are. And so I just made it my number one goal. Like, okay, I need to be as present here as I can. So the reason that most of us choose Instagram, in my opinion, it's kind of the best of all the platforms in one. It's a visual platform. There's a space for writing copy. I call it like microblogging. If writing is a strength of yours, if that's something that you like to do, it's organic traffic. Like of all the platforms, it really is. There's a reason that all three of us focus on Instagram, because as a platform only, like it just lends itself so well to organic growth. And just the way it's set up, like versus other platforms, as far as like time in and, profit out.
Yeah.
It's just the one that makes the most sense for most businesses.
And it's not going anywhere at this point.
No.
A couple of years ago, people would say, well, don't put all your eggs in. I mean, it's still.
Right.
It still applies. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
And then, what are you going to do when Instagram goes away? Well, it's really not going anywhere.
And I actually touch on that when I consult with clients, because I totally agree with you. I don't want anyone putting all their eggs in one basket. I don't think that's a good choice. So we do kind of go over that when I consult how to convert these leads, how to take this relationship and move it offline. Cause that's kind of a spot that I see people get stuck in. They're like, okay, I've got some people here, but not converting, or I'm having these conversations, but I'm not sure how to turn it into a transaction. I do kind of touch on, how to get the relationship offline and how to kind of protect your business in a way on the back end structurally, so that even if Instagram disappears tomorrow, I have an email list, I have a database, I have other marketing means of reaching out to people. So just sort of to cushion yourself a little bit so that you're not all eggs in one basket, if that makes sense.
Yeah, smart. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Idaho Minute Podcast. My name is Liz Comer. I'm your executive producer and co-host of the Idaho Minute Podcast.
And I'm co-host Jeff Carpenter. And we'll see you next time.